said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. And as Jesus was sitting at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." While he was saying this, a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. But then, suddenly, a woman came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I just touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players in the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And when the crowd had been put outside, Jesus went in, took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this went throughout that district. Now, did you notice anything about the verbs in that text?
Sitting, standing.
Good. Sitting, standing, kneeling, touching, going, coming, following. What?
Got up.
Yeah, Matthew got up. Jesus got up. I mean, the whole text, this is something I never noticed about Matthew before. And it's a different account from the other account we have. The other one's just more elaborated about the woman with the 12 years of hemorrhaging. And it's a different account of Jairus' daughter. It's not as thorough again. Matthew's just real like this, because what he's wanting to do is this movement. And I'd never noticed it before until I started thinking about the progression. And you almost get a little parade. Here goes the leader of the synagogue. Here goes Jesus and disciples. Here comes the woman coming after him. I mean, it's just delightful. And why all that movement? Because what's Matthew trying to do? What's the whole gospel of Matthew trying to do? Get the...